Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 31st, 2025. The multi-talented, award-winning, critically acclaimed duo of Judith Sloan and Warren Lehrer is in town this summer, and they are planning to have an event in Blue Hill coming up in a few weeks. So this is sort of your save the date. Over to you, Judith and Warren.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Judith Sloan, and I'm an actor and playwright.
I'm Warren Lehrer. I'm a author and visual artist.
And we are people who come to Maine every year. We've been coming for 35 years. We normally perform in the summer. Sometimes we come up and perform during the year. And this summer, save the date, August 19th, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Library.
That's free.
We are going to be performing and reading excerpts from a kind of retrospective of our projects from the last 25 years, as well as current projects. So we're looking backwards and going forwards. And part of why we went through all of our work was because we realized how prescient some of it was, that, oh, we wrote this in 2013, and now this is happening. And so those are the kinds of things that we're going to be sharing in performance. And we have a few little excerpts that we'd like to share with the listeners this morning. Recently, I was reading an article by the woman from Tufts, who people might remember. She got arrested and detained by ICE, and she spent a lot of time in detention in Louisiana. When I read her article, she wrote a lot about how it was the first time that she understood that there were women who had been in these detentions for years. And she wrote about the friendships that they built and how they took care of each other in this horrible, horrible place. Well, we had interviewed a lot of immigrants and refugees who fled to the United States years ago. And in 2001, 2002, we interviewed a man named Bovic Antosi, who had fled the Congo and ended up in a private detention center. And when he finally got out after 2 years, this is some of what he said, and Warren's going to read that.
I'm going to thank God every day that I did meet so many friends inside that nightmare place, from Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Santo Domingo, from all over the world. I'm going to laugh now every time I feel like crying. I'm going to laugh because there's nothing left I have to lose. I'm going to sing now. A guard can't take me to the clinic like I'm a crazy person. I'm going to sing when I'm washing, sing walking on the street. If I meet someone new to this country, I'm going to give them the hospitality that I did not receive.
And that's an excerpt from Crossing the Boulevard, which featured stories of new immigrants and refugees back then, 25 years ago. But the stories are very similar to what's happening now. It's just more extreme. And so, in fact, we're going to share some things that are were written a while ago, but could be about now. And one of the excerpts is from a book that Warren wrote called
A Life in Books, The Rise and Fall of Blue Mobley. In 2013, it was published.
And it's fictional. So this is an excerpt from the When Idiots Rule series. Over the decades, it became obvious that the real threat to security was thought itself. In spite of her liberal orientation and her campaign pledges to loosen restrictions on expression, the mayor, the fourth since the original no-photo edict, became convinced that it was time to get at the root of the problem. With little fanfare, on a Saturday afternoon, she announced her no-thinking policy. And so then we'll read a little bit more of that as well. And if we can sneak in two little short excerpts from one of the other fictionalized books of Blue Mobley, it's really a poetry roll with very short poems. And we're going to just read two that we think are relevant to now.
Preemptive strike. War begets democracy like a blowtorch waters the lawn.
And this is called Over the Summer. Politicians legislated the universe out of the university. And there are a few more of those kinds of things, and I'll also be sharing some music from a new project of mine called It Can Happen Here.
Songs, visuals, come Tuesday, August 19th, 7 p.m., Blue Hill Library. Love to see you there.
And it's free. And you can see the details on earsay.org. That's earsay.org. And if you want more information, you can also go to Blue Hill Books or Blue Hill Library websites.
That was Judith Sloan and Warren Lehrer, and I'll post links to those websites that they mentioned on the archives along with today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.